कृपा। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम
Hari Om, Aryan, very good playing, Mridangam.
Thank you.
Nice. ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। वेदान्तवेद्यं श्रीरामं नत्वा श्रीचिन्मयं गुरुं वक्ष्ये वेदान्तमाधुर्यं लोकानन्दकरं भवेत्। We'll go to the verse number 11 onward. Okay. Oh, 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 oh. प्रयतन्ते सुखायैव तथा दुःखनिवृत्तये वित्तसत्तार्थभोगैश्च जना सर्वत्र सर्वदा सर्वत्र सदा जनाः प्रयतन्ते सुखाय एव दुःखनिवृत्तये। The agenda of all our lives are only one and the same. दुख निवृत्ति सुख प्राप्ति। जो कर्म हम करते हैं वो भी सुख के लिए, जो कर्म में हम नहीं करते हैं उसको भी वो भी सुख के लिए। नाउ आवर आइडिया ऑफ सुखम प्रेजेंटली इज ओनली इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अवॉइडिंग दुखम। हंगर ब्रिंग्स काइंड ऑफ पैंग्स एंड पेन and therefore we eat food to overcome that pain. Physical body is tired and exhausted, to avoid that further exhaustion we go to sleep again. Dukkha nivrittaye, few things that we do in our life for the sake of gaining a particular kind of happiness. So interesting, somebody had observed, if sorrows in our life are coming without we asking for it, why do you think sukham also should cannot come in the same way? Do we ask for sorrow? No, it comes. But in the same way, sukham also should come on its own. But we don't have the patience to wait for that. So we go for particular sukham that we want. Indriya sukham, manas sukham, buddhi sukham. And Bhagavad Gita very clearly says that every one of us are capable of meditating. Somebody asked me, Swamiji, how to meditate? I said, we don't need to worry about that because we do meditate. What? Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha. Vishayat Dhyanam, we are all doing. Dhyanam Nama Kim. What is Dhyanam? Eka Chintanam. సజాతీయ వృత్తి ప్రవాహ ఏవ ధ్యానం టు బిగిన్ విత్. థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సిమిలర్ కైండ్ ఆర్ ద సేమ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ వెన్ వీ కీప్ థింకింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ధ్యానం. సో వీ ఆల్ డూ ద ధ్యానం. భగవాన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ధ్యాయతో విషయాన్ పుంసః సంకస్తేషూపజాయతే, రైట్? వెరీ వెల్ వెరీ వెల్ నోన్ వర్సెస్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 2. అండ్ గురుదేవ్ కాల్స్ ఇట్ అస్ ల్యాడర్ ఆఫ్ ఫాల్, బికాస్ దాట్ ధ్యానం, విషయ ధ్యానం, వాట్ ఇట్ లీడ్స్ టు సంగః. సంగాత్ కామః, కామాత్ క్రోధః. సో ఇట్ డజంట్ ఎలివేట్ అస్. దో అవర్ ఇంటెంట్ ఈస్ టు హ్యావ్ సుఖం, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఎండ్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్? ప్రణశ్యతి. దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఆటోబయోగ్రఫీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్. సో సుఖ ప్రాప్తి కెలియే ఇతనా కామ్ కర్తే, ఇతనా ప్రయత్న కర్తే, దుఃఖ నివృత్తి కెలియే భీ. సో ద ఎంటైర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ స్పెంట్ ఆన్ ఓన్లీ ఆన్ దిస్. అండ్ దిస్ సుఖం ఆల్సో అల్ప సుఖం ఉంది. ఆద్యంతవంత కౌంతేహ నతేషు రమతే బుధ. దే ఆర్ బిగినింగ్ అండ్ ఎండ్, యాజ్ వీ హవ్ సీన్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో. ఏ హి స్పర్శజ, ద స్పర్శభోగ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ దుఃఖయోని ఉంది. ఏ హి సంస్పర్శజ భోగాః దుఃఖయోనయేవతే. దే ఓన్లీ బ్రింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ పెయిన్, ఓన్లీ టెంపరీ ప్లెషర్ విల్ బి దేర్. See, in understanding Vedanta, one thing should be clear. Ye jagat nitya hai, anitya hai, mithya hai, asatya hai. Ye humko sochna padega. Jagat jo, if we take jagat as nityam, then this body is also nitya only. This body is also jagat only. What else? If body is nityam, then there is no moksha possible. We all know body is not permanent. If body, which is the product of these five elements, is not permanent, the world is also nothing but that same thing. Say, a nitya ne anitya hai. Achha, theek hai. Anitya vasu satya hai, asatya hai. This impermanent thing is real or not real? So one may say it is temporarily real. If you take temporary reality of the world as well as your body, vairagya nahi hoga. Kyunki if somebody thinks that let me have at least temporary joy. Temporary joy does not, you know, allow you to develop vairagya at all. Because one may say, anyway, you know, this world and life is only temporary. Anyway, we are going to, while we are living, let me enjoy that. Vedanta, what is saying? A temporary reality also should be discarded. Uska naam hai mithya. జగత్ మిథ్యా హై, న సత్య హై, న అనిత్య హై. అనిత్య హై సత్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ టెంపరరీ, తస్మాత్ వైరాగ్యం న ఉపజాయతే. ఇస్లియే భగవాన్ శంకరాచార్య ఇస్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ, జగత్ మిథ్యా అనిత్య, ఈజ్ డింట్ సే దట్ జగత్ మిథ్యా. వై డింట్ ఈ సే జగత్ అసత్య? Because we do experience it. Asatya ka, it's experience nahi hoga na. That which is not there, you cannot experience it. Do you experience my horns on my head? I painted recently. Do you see it? Jo nahi hai, uska anubhav nahi hoga. So jagat satya nahi hai, జగత్ అసత్య భీ నహీ హై. సత్యం చేత్ న బాధేత్, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రియల్ ఇట్ విల్ నెవర్ డిసప్పియర్. అసచేత్ న ప్రతీయేత న అనుభవం దదాతి. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్రియల్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ గివ్ యూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. సో దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ గివింగ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎట్ నాట్ ట్రూ అండ్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నాట్ ట్రూ, మీనింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెయిదర్ అబ్సెంట్ నాట్ రియలీ ప్రెసెంట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ యువర్ డ్రీమ్, యూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్, యూ కెనాట్ సే ఐ డెంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద డ్రీమ్, బట్ ఆఫ్టర్ వేకింగ్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డ్రీమ్ వట్ యు హౌ డూ థింక్ హౌ రియల్ వాస్ ది మనీ దట్ యు హ్యాడ్ దేర్, రిచ్నెస్ దట్ యు ఎంజాయిడ్. స్కిలియే పడితే మిథ్యా 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 కనానే యథా దృశ్యతే తథా నాస్తి. జో దిక్తా హే వైసా నీ. సో వెన్ వి అండర్స్టాండ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ యాస్ మిథ్యా, వి ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ దాట్, వి మే హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ విత్ దిట్. నేదర్ ఇంటరాక్షన్ ఈస్ రియల్ నార్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈస్ రియల్. దట్స్ వై భగవాన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ పశ్యన్ శృణ్మన్ స్పృశన్ జిగ్రన్ అష్ణన్ గచ్చన్ శ్వపన్ శ్వసన్ విలబన్ సృజదన్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్, సీయింగ్ హియరింగ్ టేస్టింగ్ స్మెల్లింగ్ టచింగ్ వాకింగ్ టాకింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. నేనే కర్రా నైవ కించిత్ కరోమి. సో సుఖార్థం ప్రయత్నంతే ప్రయత్నం కరోతి కుర్వంత మనుష్యాః అపి ఈవెన్ దో యాస్ దే ఆర్ స్ట్రైవింగ్ హార్డ్ ఫార్ ద సుఖప్రాప్తి దుఃఖ నివృత్తి ఎండ్ రిజల్ట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఎగ్జాషన్ టైర్డ్నెస్. సర్వత్ర సదా ప్రయత్నంతే. So now, what is the result of that? That is said in the next verse. Naapnuvanti chate. What is the tune? I forgot anyway. Naapnuvanti chate preshtam. Naapi dukkam nivartate. వేదాంతో దిశది శ్రోతం నిత్యానందస్య నోహృతి నాప్నువంతి చ తే ప్రేష్టం నాపి దుఃఖం నివర్తతే వేదాంతో దిశది శ్రోతం నిత్యానందస్య నోహృతి. తే మనుష్యాః దిస్ పీపుల్ న ప్రేష్టం ఆప్నువంతి, ప్రయిష్టం ఇచ్చిదం ఇచ్చిదం న ఆప్నువంతి మనుష్యాః యద్యపి ప్రయత్నం కరోతి సదా సర్వత్ర. ఈవెన్ దో దే ఆర్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ స్ట్రైవింగ్ డే ఇన్ అండ్ డే అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డే వన్ ఇస్ బాన్ టిల్ ద లాస్ట్ బ్రెత్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ లైఫ్, కంటిన్యూస్ ఎఫర్ట్ హాస్ బీన్ పుట్, బట్ ప్రేష్టం న ఆప్నువంతి. Not desirable thing, because what we actually desire is paramananda sukham, permanent sukham, but what we get is only glimpses of it, not even glimpse, only a show, only a apparent abhasa matram. And at the same time dukkham na nivartate, even the sorrow doesn't go away. Old age, disease, sickness, loss, sorrows, agitations, anger, passion, greed, jealousy, weakness, depression, dejection, rejection, all one after another. The more you get attached, the more sorrow you get. That is very, very clear. In your own life, you can check. That in which you have maximum attachment is the maximum source of sorrow. It may be dog, It may be any person also. Because nothing is permanent. Na dukkam nivartade, na ishtam prapnuvanti. All effort is then for what? See, Isaac, can I say, when this is being told, people don't believe. They have to go, every one of us have to go through our own life, and then only we realize, this is what I have done is wrong. By the time you are already 75, what can you do? By the time you realize, you know, it is said that when, and I was saying, I have all the questions, no answers. When I have all the answers, nobody is questioning it. I have all answers for everybody. No, but nobody is asking me questions. You're so disappointed, dejected, and then chalo agle janam mein dekhenge. This is the only, what you call, solace a Hindu has got. Agle janam hai na, usme dekhenge. Ye pehle bhi bataya. Last janma also he said the same thing. You forgot? We come fresh slate. Next birth is same thing. So, neither you this side you get the joy also, nor the dukkham also. So, this is what Vedanta really teaches. Vedanto dishati. And also, it is not only showing the dark side or so-called negative side of whole life, saying that this is what you're doing, this is what you're getting. No, it also shows what? Srotam, hetuhu, karanam, moolam. Of what? Antyanandasya. After that very joy or the bliss which is nityam. The permanent nature of the joy, bliss, is the cause of that is also shown. Kahae? Na hruti. Na, meaning in our own. In our own. In our own heart. See, when we give up all our attachments every day and go to the Sushupti Avastha, the state of deep sleep, aapko kuch nahi mil raha hai. What? Nothing is there. No object, no emotion, no thoughts, no thinking, nothing. You even left the awareness of this physical body you are, that is also gone. Kya mila baap? What is that you got there? What is that you experienced there? At that time, you are not aware. After waking up, you say, ha, sukhayana maya suptam. Anandamaya anubhavitam. I enjoyed that sleep. By what? By whom? What did give the, what is that which gave you the joy there? What is the source there? You see, we are at the close proximity of Paramatma in sleep. Isliye, Vedanta says, at that stage, the consciousness identified in the Nidravastha, totally in the Karana Sharira, is called Prajna. Prajna. Why it's called Prajna? The word is beautifully put. A person who has wisdom is also called Prajna. One who is completely stupid and ignorant in the sleep is also called Prajna. Prajna, Prajna. Prajna eva Prajna. Now, why is it called Prajna in sleep? It's called Prayena Ajna. In general, he is unaware, not that he is not there, he is unaware. In the lap of the bliss of consciousness, we lie down, not knowing the source. Gurudev used to say, a child is sleeping or is just lying down and about to sleep. And the mother is very worried. The fellow did not drink milk. So what she would do, the fellow is open, mouth is open. So she will put slowly, slowly the milk. It will drink. Not knowing that it is drinking the milk. When it gets up, you don't cry because its stomach is full. And it has not done it consciously. The mother only knows that I fed it. In the same way, in the state of the deep sleep, we are enjoying the sukham. But the source is what? Atma eva sukham. Where is it? Naha hriti. In our own heart. Sarvabhuteshu hridisthitam atma eva anandasya sukham moolakaranam tasmat. Being the very source of joy is that very self itself which is present in all hearts. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. Where you are searching then? So Vedantaha dishati bodhayati atma eva sukham na vritte alpe na sukham asti. So therefore, when all the effort that we put on either getting rid of the sorrow or gaining the joy, etc., when we realize that I don't need to do that externally somewhere in the world, for I know that it is not permanent, why am I putting effort there? Why am I exerting? Instead, let me find the very source. Once Sisari Ramana Maharshi was approached by a young man. He was coming from a small village. So to come to Thiruvannamalai, he had to take first of the bullock cart and go to the bus stop. From that, he took a bus and then reached the bus station in Thiruvannamalai. And then from there, he took a cycle rickshaw and came to the ashram and walked into the abode where Ramana Maharshi was giving darshan. He sat down quietly. He was a little shy to ask questions, but though he had a question to ask, but he waited for people to move. And when people started to slowly leave for lunch, etc., he crawled himself towards the front seat of Ramana Maharshi and looked at him and said, only one or two people around him. So he asked, I have a question. Yes, what is it? How do I realize my own blissful self? How do I realize my blissful self? Ramana Maharshi looked at him quietly. Go back the way you came. That's all. The boy was so disappointed. What? If I am asking question, if he does not know the answer, he can say so. Why is he asking me to go back? And then Ramana Maharshi kept quiet. He closed his eyes. He was so agitated. And then he asked afterwards to somebody, you know, what is he saying? Go back the way you came. So you didn't understand. No. Go back to the source of your own being. Not that you go back to the village. That's what he means. Where is the thought arising? Go to that very source of it. You means you, the individual, thinking individual, the thought. Go to that very source. From there only it has come. When you reach the source, you reach the bliss. In sleep also, what is happening? Manaha nasti. No? Mind is not there. In that very absence of the mind, there is something which is present there, but due to which alone you are enjoying, experiencing the joy. If the mind had been present, you would not be. Jo kaha, jo what you call kshetra mein man hai, where the mind is there, there cannot be atma sukham. Manaha, the mind is an illusory presence. When the mind disappears in the heart is none other than the very source of the mind, source of thought. Therefore, naha hriti nityanandasya srotam vedantaha darshayati dishati. Continuing, atmanatmada padarthostah jagatyasmin vilokaya anatma visaye kvapi sukam nasti kadachana. Atmanatma padarthostah jagatyasmin vilokaya anatma visaye kvapi sukam nasti kadachana. Atma or anatma do cheez hai. Atma anatma padarthostah, both of them are there. Asmin jagati, in this very world, iti vilokaya, see this. You see, if you are a vegetarian, you may say, I am vegetarian. If you are not a vegetarian, what do you say? Non-vegetarian. So the non-vegetarian, when you say, it is other than vegetarian. Correct. Even in the flight, they say you are vegetarian or not, and we or NV. Why not they say meat and non-meat? Why not say that? Tell me. In general, we are vegetarian only. We are not animals. So, non-vegetarian. So, what is usually is that, and then what is not usual, that is given non. Similarly, what am I? Atma. Then what is not you? Anatma. Yat yat idam idam hi jayate tat sarvam anatma. See, anything that you refer as this is not self. Now, what are the things that you refer as this? What do you think as this? So, you say, this room, this computer, this camera, this table, then you come to the point, this body. Even the so-called body which you have been holding on for a long time, yobi idam hai. Bhagavan Krishna says, idam shariram kaunteya. Is it not? Kshetramitya vidiyate. Usko bhi idam bhi kehte. There are only two things in this world which you have to understand. Aham, tada idam. And if you keep on negating what is idam, you will come to the aham anyways. Even mind, when it is disturbed, what do you say? This mind of mine, I want to stop this agitation in my mind. This mind is trouble. What is it? Why are you referring the mind as idam? Yad drishyam tad idam. Whatever you can perceive, know, that is idam. And idam vastu, that thing which is called as idam, is anatma. So, jagat yasmin atma anatma padarthau staha. two things are there. One is known as Atman, the self, and the Anatma, the not self. And Anatma Vishaye Kvapi Sukam Nasti Kadachana, at no time there is any joy at all. No, Swamiji, how do you say objects do not have joy? Question is, if you are not there, is it joyful? Aham nahi chet, aham na chet kadam kasya sukam. Object can do have a joy on its own, or object's joy, happiness of the object depends upon the aham or the idam. You tell me. A sweet is a sweet for itself, or sweet is a sweet for the person who's enjoying it? Tell me. A sweet kiska hai? Madhur kiska hai? So, Swamiji, when I have a rasugulla, what is happening? I enjoy it. Who? Is the tongue? Is the tongue is enjoying the rasugulla? Nahi, Swamiji, mind. Oh. Mind is enjoying rasugulla. So let the mind enjoy. When you are sleeping, let me put a, you open your mouth, I'll put a rasugulla. Let me see whether it enjoys or not. When the aham is not there, whose sukham is that? When idam starts ruling aham, it's called bondage. When aham starts ruling idam, it is called freedom. When we allow the idam vastu to take over us, that is called bondage. That's why Ramana Maharshi say, Adam idamaham pata bhikyamanvaham ahamilinake alayasattaya. Idam aham padam, this aham, abhikyam, known as. So this aham is presently we are associating only with. Unfortunately, this aham also we know, we are identifying it as a part of idam. We think the awareness is a part of the matter. Part of the body, part of the brain. We only recognize it as a thought. But we do not understand it as awareness who is independent of the thought. This is the attempt you do in meditation. By slowly removing thought association, you come to a point of one single thought process, even that merges into pure attention, awareness, without any thought. Hriddesh chinta rahito hridakya. Chinta rahita. All the study of the Upanishad, all other things that we do is to come to this point only. All the study is important because we have to intellectually get convinced that anatmani sukham nasti. For this itself, it takes a lot of time. Vishayeshu sukam nasti, vishaya sarvam, vishayam sarvam vyartam, dukkhatmakam, parinamatmakam, mrityum gacchati. For that itself, it takes time. Uske liye chitta shuddhi hona chahi. Pure mind alone can recognize this. Satsangaha, the association with the correct thought is avashyakam, because otherwise we can get back to dragged into the same routine of thinking. when we deal with the people who has Vishayasukam alone as their agenda and we get associated with them, we are not able to come out of it. You see? Anatma Vishaye Kwabi Sukam Nasti. This conviction has to come. Vairagya. So therefore, anubhutamidam sarvaihi janairatra punappunaha sukarupasya atmaiva siddham tatpariseshatah anubhutamidam sarvaihi janairatra punappunaha sukasvarupa atmaiva siddham tatpariseshatah. Even in everyday example you can take that what we say as an object of joy is not an object of joy for the senses. It is not the eye which is experiencing the joy of the beauty of the flower. It is not the tongue that is experiencing the sweetness of a sweet. It is the mind. Again, the mind which we know as only a flow of thoughts. So it is a thought flow that is making us feel that there is a joy in that. Because when I am thinking about a particular object continuously and if it is not available to me, that object is not going to give me joy because it is not available to me. I have only memory of it. When I come to have the vision of the object of joy, there is a particular vritti that is taking place that is called modha vritti. That the joyful object of joy is in front of me. It's a question of time I can have it. Then when the joy and the object is in your possession, it's called modha. Sorry, first one is priya vritti, when you have the proximity of the object of joy. When you have owned it, which is your own, then it is modha vritti. And when you start experiencing, meaning if you have become one with that object of experience, then it becomes pramodha. In all these three vrittis, priya, modha and pramodha, the intensity of thought is slowly getting reduced if you look at it. When the object is not available to me only as a memory, there is agitation. When the object is in front of me, there is a reduction of thought. When the object is owned by me, further reduction. When I experience, there is absence of thought. In that absence of thought, no more agitation, no more uncertainty. At that point, when the thought has ceased to be, you have the glimpse of Atman. Fraction of a second. Why? No mind. There is sukham. And we attribute that joy which we derive from Atman, superimpose it on the object and we say, this object gave me joy. Uska kehte hai agyan. Shobana adhyasa. We have projected the joy which originally belonged to Atman upon the object. And we think, this object gave me joy. So when the vritti shunya takes place, anandam anubhavati, tad anandam vishayeshu adhyasam karodi purushah ajnani. By ignorance, it is projected on the object. Dasmat, at the end you will say, what is the conclusion? Vishayeshu sukham asti. So what is that which here the stated here? When you keep on deducting, అనుభూతమిదం సర్వై జనై పునఃపున బై ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వాట్ సుఖ స్వరూప ఆత్మా ఏవ అండ్ హౌ డిడ్ యూ కమ్ టు నో సిద్ధం పారిశేషత పారిశేషత వాట్ ఈస్ లెఫ్ట్ బిహైండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ రిమైండర్ వాట్ ఈస్ లెఫ్ట్ బిహైండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ ద థింగ్స్ హావ్ డిసపియర్డ్ యాజ్ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ గాన్ వాట్ ఈస్ రిమైనింగ్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ ఆత్మన్ దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్ సో వాట్ వి గెట్ ఇన్ ద విషయ సుఖం through experiencing the object through the senses in the form of thoughts in the absence of your experience is multifold every one of us have experienced it that is the reason why the bhagavan shankaracharya uses the three methods shruti yukti anubhuti he shows what is the shruti explaining this particular process as it is indicated in our shastra and then your own yukti you use it what is a yukti keep on negating what is not what is not what is not what is not then you come to know and then it is not just anything alien to you you yourself know it anubhuti your own experience it is So what is said in Shruti is only an expression of somebody's anubhuti. What is said in the scriptures are not something which is from alien. No, it is those Mahatmas who have experienced it clearly. Therefore, they have declared it. They did not put their name also there. This is what it is. So when we read, it is a statement of a fact. It is a statement of fact, what is said in Shruti. But we don't take it as a statement of fact. We take it as an opinion or an idea, a suggestion. Okay, even if you take it as a suggestion, why not you apply it? Aap bhi dekho. Drik drishya vivek karo. What is drishti, whatever seen, is different from whatever who is seeing and you keep on doing that rupam drishyam lochanam drik forms are seen eyes are the seer tad drishyam draktumanasam eyes are also known by the mind mind is also known by the intellect buddhi is also known by the one who cannot be known cannot be seen దీవృత్తయ సాక్షి దృగేవ నతు దృశ్యతే సో ఫైనలీ వేర్ యూ కమ్ టు గమ్ టు ఎ పాయింట్ వేర్ యూ కెనాట్ గో ఫర్దర్ సో దట్ ఈస్ అ ఫైనల్ ప్రసెన్స్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హూస్ ప్రసెన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈస్ సో వెన్ యూ కీప్ ఆన్ డిడక్టింగ్ యూ కమ్ టు అ పాయింట్ వేర్ యూ కెనాట్ డిడక్ట్ ఎనీ మోర్ దాట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఈస్ ద సోర్స్ From the effect, you remove all aspects of various other characteristics. You will come to the cause. You look at a golden chain, beautiful ornament, beautiful design, etc. But the design and everything else are only only appearances. What is the reality that it's only gold? You cannot remove the gold and have a chain. In the same way, in the absence of Atman, you cannot have anything that is said to be positively present there. So, the methodology that is being taught by Vedanta is Anvaya Vyatireka. Anvaya and Vyatireka, meaning assertion and negation. Why it is necessary that we have to assert and negate? Because when you keep only negating and without asserting the nature of Atman, you will go into Shunya. This is what happened to Buddhism. Fir kya hai? Kuch nahi hai. Because natu drishyate. It cannot be seen. Therefore, what they keep on negating and where do they reach? That which you cannot see. What is their conclusion? Shunyam. అరి బాబా, దట్స్ వై భగవాన్, ఐ మీన్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ బ్రహ్మ సత్యం ఇది జ్ఞాత్వా ఏవ జగత్ మిథ్యా ఇది జ్ఞాయతే. పెహలే జగత్ మిథ్యా మత్ మిథ్యాత్మ మత్ కరో, జగత్ మిథ్యా సో క్యా సత్య మాలూమ్ నీ, దెన్ యూ విల్ బీ ఇన్ ట్రబుల్. Because that is the reason by the Upanishad, everything, first of all, assert what is there. Is it not Bhagavad Gita chapter 2? Asserting the nature of the self. First, that is what he did. Aminashita tadbitti yena sarvamidam tadam vinasham avyasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati. Explaining the nature of the self in the beginning itself, and then he proceeds on negating everything. ఏ కర్మ సే నహి మిలేగా, జప తప సే నహి మిలేగా, యోగాభ్యాస్ మే నహి మిలేగా. సో ఈ వెంట ఆన్ నెగేటింగ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్, బట్ ఇట్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ నెసెసరీ ట్రైనింగ్ దట్ యూ నీడ్ టు గివ్ టు ద మైండ్ టు గో టువర్డ్స్ వాట్ ఈస్. ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హీ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది సెల్ఫ్. సో బ్రహ్మ సత్యం దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అన్వయ, జగత్ మిథ్యా ఈస్ వ్యతిరేక. అసర్షన్ అండ్ దెన్ నెగేషన్. సో కంటిన్యూయింగ్ హియర్, ఆనందాత్మానుభూత్యా చేత్ సర్వం దుఃఖం నివర్తతే మాధుర్యం తస్య జ్ఞానస్య వక్తవ్యం కిము శబ్దతః. ఆనందాత్మానుభూత్యా చేత్ సర్వం దుఃఖం నివర్తతే మాధుర్యం తస్య జ్ఞానస్య వక్తవ్యం కిము శబ్దతః. ఎర్లియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ మనుష్యాః ప్రయత్నంతే సుఖార్థాయ సుఖాయ అండ్ దుఃఖ నివృత్తయే సదా సర్వత్ర. నౌ వి ఆర్ ట్రైన్ టు గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ది సారో యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ పాసిబుల్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ట్రై టు గెట్ సుఖం అవుట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ బి ఫెయిల్ ఇన్ బోత్ because we are going in the wrong direction. Guruji used to say this very common joke, na, very often he would say. One fellow was driving and he came to a crossroad. So he did not know which direction to go. He was confused. So he looked here and there. There was a shop there. He went to him and said, hey, this road goes where? He said, I don't know. What about this road? He said, I never gone. So are you not foolish? You are having a shop here and you do not know where these roads are going to. So he said, I may be a fool, but I am not confused like you. So, what do you mean by I'm confused? Where do you want to go? That fellow says, I don't know. That is exactly what I'm saying. We are going towards something without knowing where it is leading us to. You know why we are doing all that? Because everybody does the same thing. Right? If everybody is doing the same thing, why should you do it? Ask question, it's because dimag diya na Bhagavan. Bhagavan has given you the intellect to question, but you are not using that. So because everybody is going in the same way, you don't need to go in that way. Because you do not see the end of it. You are only seeing them going. Towards the end, if you go and you look at him, everybody is completely disappointed. If you are 70 or 80 years old and still you are unhappy, what do I take out of your life then? Tell me. What do I conclude out of your life? You are still unhappy at the age of 80 or 75. Vriddhastava chinta sakta. Sitting at 70, 70, 80, you're still crying about this happened, that happened, that should not happen. The whole life, what did you do then? Complaining? Crying? Blaming others? Go to the person who is unnecessarily happy. Go to him and say, how did you become happy then? Because I understood the foolishness of all others earlier itself. I didn't walk that path. Ananda anubhutya chet. Once one has gained that joy of the blissful self, sarvam dukkam nivartate. It is not a fast statement. It's a fact. Sukam atyantikam yattada buddhigrahyam atindriyam vetti yatrana chayavayam stitas chalati tatvada. Na guruna abhi sahavichalyate. Yasmin stitona dukkena bhuna abhi. Having reached with joy, one does not move away. Even the greatest sorrow will not touch him. And thereafter, one does not have any more inclination to go to anything else. Esvatma radirevascha atma truptascha manavah atmanyevaca santushtah tasya karyam na vidyate. Na karyam, kartavyam na vidyate tasya. There's nothing more you need to do. Somebody says, you not get bored doing nothing. You know, the sukham that one gets by inaction is incomparable. This inaction is not merely not doing anything physically. The mind is in abidance, in the total nishta, and that nishta does not allow him to engage in any action. Because he saw the fallacy, the futility, and the emptiness of action. Not because he is hating action. Not because he has some tragedy out of action. He doesn't see the reason for which he has to act. And at the same time, it is not lethargy or laziness. So, ananda atma anubhutya sthet sarvam dukkam nivartate. And he is not afraid of the world also again. Oh, if I engage in the world, it will cause dukkam. Therefore, I don't. No, it cannot. Because so long as we have attachment to the result, then only there is a dukkam possible, is it not? Where do you get disappointment? As Gurudev would say, only when you have appointment. You expect something only, you will get disappointed. You expect nothing. Jo kuch ho raha hai, achha hi ho raha hai. I do not have any expectation. Then, how can you be made miserable? Tasya jnanasya madhuryam vaktavyam kimuva shabdatah. Then, if all the dukkham, all of them can be completely erased by the very experience of the bliss, what need to talk about is nature of sweetness. In the overwhelming the joy of the bliss of the self, other things cannot remain even. It is like this, Gurudev would put it, in the daylight, is there star or not? In the sky. Haigini. Hey? Do you think the stars are there still in the sky when the bright sunlight is there? Hey, aapko dikhta hai? Can you see it? Just because you do not see, do not say it is not there. But at the very fact that it is overwhelmed by the light of the sun, it cannot have any existence, no more independent existence you will see of the stars. When the absence of the sun, all of them will shine. In the same way, when Atma Anubhuti takes place, where is the question of any Alpa Dukkham here and there of any kind will ever show up? Even if they are there. It is not that a Mahatma who lives with the body does not have bodily ailments. He will have. But if the Atma Sukham is such that all of them will be overlooked. Let it be. A body, it has to die. It has to have sickness. So what? So the joy of the self, joy of the bliss of the self is overpowering, and thus therefore, even if there are any kind of others, dukkham, born by the kaya dukkham, mano dukkham va, prarabdha dukkham va, they cannot stand in front of him. Vedanta darshita svatma dehadipyo vilakshana. Satchidananda rupoyam sarvabhuta hriti sthitah. Vedanta darshita svatma dehadipyo vilakshana. Satchidananda rupoyam sarvabhuta hriti sthitah. Ayam sarvabhuta hriti sthitah vedanta darshitah svatma dehadibhya vilakshana. This one which is residing in everybody's heart, sarvabhuta hriti sthitah atma, vedanta darshitah, vedantena darshitah, shown by Vedanta, one's own self, which is dehadibhya. Adi means shariratraya, all the three shariras, or the panchakosha adibhya vilakshana. It is beyond these panchakoshas, beyond the three shariras. All these are all given to us only for the sake of negation, correct? Ye sthula sharir hai, this is sthulam, this is sukshma, this is ananda. Kyun aisa bataya? Ye sab ko chodne ke liye. Rakhne ke liye nahi. Oh, this is sukshma sharir, I'm more attached to it. Are? All these are all told to give up. And understand its nature, understand its limitation. This is annamaya kosha. Anna deva jayate. Anna annena eva tishtati. Annam pradi gacchati. It is born out of food, stays in food, goes back to food. That is not you. Chalo. Again prana, again manaha, buddhi. All of them are explained in such a way that you understand its limitation. And that is not you. So the panchakosha viveka, shariratreveha, viveka, avistatre viveka, drgdushya viveka, all these are all vivek karne ke liye. Vichar karne ke liye. Mamaji, one thing which I can't do, vichar karne. Too much on it. You know, what we do is, instead of vichar, we do chinta. Chintamayoyam purushah. Worry. Swamiji, in my family, you know, I'm the only person who worries. Nobody worries. Others are not at all worried. Yeah, they're intelligent. They gave the job to you. Somebody has to do that. See, the worry is such a thing. It's a directionless thinking. Keep thinking, nothing is going to happen. that very mind which is used to this chinta must be replaced by vichar, atma vichar. The same amount of time you spend which you are worrying, if you can spend in atma vichar, I'm telling you, we're going to go far, far ahead. Whenever there is a worry, just close the book and then start to do the vichar. is what it will take, the a mantra or the Upanishad mantra or a Bhagavad Gita verse. Let me think, instead of this, let me think about that. And you'll find your mind becomes fresh, more, you know, alert. And you'll find that without you worrying about it, that problem gets solved by itself. You don't need to do anything. Swamiji, asan hai kehne ke liye. You were saying it so easy. It's not easy, Swamiji. You must be a grahastha. Thank God I'm not. Don't put that thing on me. No. And don't blame yourself for that also. Kya kare, Swamiji? Gurudev used to say, householder is, you know, who is a householder? One who holds on to the house. That is the householder. House is not holding on to him. He is holding on to the house. Sachidananda rupahayam sarvabodha hridisthitaha dehadibhyah vilakshana. It has to be understood that it has to be understood as it is definitely, it is not part of any of those sariras, any of the koshas. Vilakshana, it is independent of that. And because it is independent of all that, it is available everywhere to everyone in the same way. If it is part of the body, then what is in my body cannot be there in yours or anybody else's. It is independent of that. And therefore, it remains the same. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavastitam ishwaram vinashyatsu avinishyantam yapashyati sapashyati. We'll see more in the next session, the final session tomorrow. And there are some announcements coming, so please stay tuned. And so those who would like to offer Guru Dakshina, there is a link, I think it's there on the screen. You can use that. All right, I will stop the share. Also, there is a chat. In the chat, you will see some. That link is also given there. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bhad Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Hari Om. Who are all the new people here? Ah, yes. Yeah, this is the link. You can scan it through your QR code scanner. You want to say something, either Ashok or
Hari Om, Hari Om.
Yeah, Pramila, yeah.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and a very quick announcement. Offering Guru Dakshina as a gratitude to our gurus for giving us this very important lessons in our life is a very important Guru Shishya tradition. So please use this link on the screen, or you can even mail the check to Chinmayam Sen Yamunotri address. And please do offer your Guru Dakshina so we can continue this type of activities that mission is having every year. So we appreciate your Guru Dakshina for this time Swamiji has spent with us. We'll do one more announcement tomorrow also. So thank you for attending, and we'll have one more discourse, final discourse tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hari Om.
Thank you, Swamiji. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Swamiji.
Hari Om, Swamiji. Thank you very much.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Swamiji.
Hari Om.
Yeah, there is a question about the time tomorrow. It's still 7:30 to 8:30. So there is a question in the chat. The time for the discourse is same, 7:30 to 8:30 tomorrow evening.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. Okay. Thank you.